Welcome, and I am Kathy Cook. This is my first session, and I want to welcome you all. Please call in at any time, and you people out there know that this is the communication wave, and we can all talk and listen and teach and do anything that you want to on this radio show. So any calls are welcome. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I was about 1.5 years old when I first came into my gifts. This lady jerked on my dress, and she said, "Sit down." And all of a sudden, all my feelings came into me at one time. My love for my mother, my feelings for my lady that was behind me that jerked on my dress, the anger, the rage, the feelings inside that she had for herself, the love that my mother was going to hold on to me real tight, the smell of the church that I was in, the feelings of everything all at one time. And thus, I became awakened. I was about probably 1.5, almost 2 years old. And I became aware of my surroundings and everything about me. And that's how I became awakened. I think it takes a trauma or something for one to become awakened, you know? And so I believe, you know, we're all born with intuitions and instincts right when we're born. And that's how, if we just dig deep inside, we are all so gifted. It just all of a sudden, our minds just get so boggled up and we forget who we are and what we are. So what I want to do with the show is bring people back to the beginning of who and what we are, because we're all so special, and it just chokes me up to think, you know, it's just the love that we have inside ourselves that I want to bring back to each other. And so I just want to say blessings to each person and the love and abundance that each of you have inside of yourselves. And God, it's just so wonderful to stay in the moment and to feel yourself, because we forget to feel ourselves. We forget who we are because we go about the ruckus and the day, and we're so hard on ourselves, looking at what's going to be and what's going to happen and what's out there in the future or the past, because the past is a canceled check, you know? And tomorrow is a promissory note, and today is ready cash, so we've got to use it wisely, you know? And it's all about that. We need to stop and just smell the roses and look at what's going on inside of ourselves. The serenity, the isolation of serenity, because it's not fake. It's accepted by many people, but few people stop and think about that. If you look and see and hear around you, all people are fake looking around. Ask yourself, are you being fake to yourself? So many are being fake, but few. Please call in at any time. Let me get the numbers for you. It's toll free. The number is 877-876-5227 in the USA only. And toll free, 888-815-9756 in the USA and Canada. The direct line is 530-876-3222. This is bbsradio.com. Please call in at any time and I'll give you a reading of a personality. I have a lot of great different ways that I read. Anyway, there is lots of things to know about dreams. You ask yourself, are you looking at yourself dream? That's a wish, want, or desire. And if you are in your dream, that is
an adventure, or a vision quest that you're going on. Now,
hello?
If you're... Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
This is Classy.
Hey, Classy. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. This is Kathy.
Pleased to meet you.
Well, what's on your mind today? Would you like a reading? Or would you like to know some personalities?
I'd like to see what you pick up on.
Okay. I've got several books here that I've written. And what I was going to do is tell you to pick a color of a notebook. Or there's purple, there's green, there's red, there's blue. And then tell me a page.
Color.
Huh?
Purple's my favorite color.
Okay, you want the purple notebook?
That's
okay.
Great.
I'll pick the purple notebook. Okay, now you tell me a page. And tell me what number.
Well, the first number that just popped in my head was 5.
5, page number 5?
1, 2, 3.
Excuse me, my... 5. Okay. This page number 5, it says solitude. And it is talking about the capacity to be alone inside yourself. And it's talking about children and enjoyment of needing and wanting children and exercise of development and the imagination of being the child within yourself and wanting to be a mother and to provide the opportunity if values of solitude about the studies of showing the adult and the companionship of the solitude of the child within. So are you looking to have a child or looking for the feelings of the solitude within yourself? Have you been wanting to spend some time with yourself?
I have been spending time with myself lately, but I do want a child.
Okay. And it's also talking about dreams.
I've been having a lot of dreams.
Okay. And it's talking about sleep disorders of visionary dreams. Can you pick another number for me?
7.
5. 7. It says adapted to, and it says our capacity to build bridges between the inner world and the imagination of the outer world. And it's saying that we are mounting our truths of a kind of like the potter that molds his clay, that you are being molded within yourself and that you are coming to some decisions within yourself. It says it's done. The conclusion is some kind of that the fantasies or the fantasizing that you are trying to escape some shadows or foreshadows that you have been following along the way and adapting to the realities of the external world. Does that make any sense to you?
Some of it. I'm sure that will be revealed when the time's right, but I do believe that, you know, as far as the inner versus the outer, as far as the last part you said, I'm not connected with
okay,
that.
Okay, what it's talking about is that the shadows that follow within yourself,
mm-hmm.
You're working on some things that are inside.
Yes.
Like your deep root working on yourself, like some seeds that have been planted in the past.
Correct.
And that you are adapting to some things that maybe are not going to come about, that you're doubting that are going to come about, that you had some dreams about in your past.
Right.
Earlier, maybe about you're having some doubts of something that you've been longing for, and you've changed some things in your external world.
Okay.
And you're very creative.
Yes.
And it says that you frequently get hard on yourself and that you get in despair with an edgy lately.
Yes.
And that you seem to be on edge and that you have a piece of work that you've been working on and an investment that comes about.
Mm. Well, I'm thinking about one, yes.
Okay. What if you could be any type of planet or star or moon or sun or anything in the universe, if you could choose that atmosphere, what would you choose?
The light.
The light? Mm-hmm. And if you saw the light, if you're in the light, if you could become the light, and you are the light, could you give me a description of what you feel?
Warmth, peace, serenity.
So in your inner world, within yourself, you're very content and you're very peaceful, and you are serene with yourself, so you do meditate a lot.
Yeah, I try to, right.
And you are at peace within yourself totally. You've come a long ways and you've grown a lot.
Yes.
In the past probably 5 years, you've done a lot of changing, and you picked the number 7, which is completion and wholeness. And also, the number 5 has changed, so you picked the number 5 first, so therefore you were changing into like a chameleon. You change and adapt very well with different things, but you are also completion with the 7 wonders of the world, the 7 creations, the completion, the 7 chakras, the 7 colors of the rainbow. It gives you warmth and tranquility. The light, you chose the light because that is off-centered. You keep very peaceful and very calm in a given situation right now, and you love to stay in the light. You don't like negativity. You'll walk away from it. You don't like confrontations at all.
Well, nobody does, but it's all in how you deal with it. But I tend to stay, you know, I mean, everybody has their own. There are people that are negative all the time, and there are people that are like, okay, this happened, but then you make the best of what's happened, and then you move on. That's the kind of person I am. It's always like I like to turn a negative to a positive and, you know, make the best of what you've got in order to, you know, take it day by day, you know, whatever it is.
Right. That was what I mean by you just walk away is what you said, but you don't blame the system.
No, but I mean, I don't necessarily avoid confrontation is what I'm saying. I mean, who likes to deal with it, but it's part of life. So it's, I mean, if someone's going to be hostile to me, no, I'll walk away. If somebody's going to be like, okay, let's talk about this, work through it and move on, then that's me. Yeah.
Right. Well, is there any questions that you have?
Well, I just wanted to see if you could see when the baby's coming.
Well, I don't see when the baby's coming.
They're not telling you?
No, I don't see when the baby's coming. I don't see, except for what I see is inside like a light of a person inside of a room. And then I see a reflection outside, like a window of an opportunity. But I don't see when the baby comes in.
I see what you're saying. So there is a window of opportunity, but it's not being revealed as to when.
Right.
Gotcha.
It's like a reflection. Does that make sense?
So the reflection, are you saying that you're not seeing it at all, or is it a reflection of it can be or it can't be?
It's like a window of a reflection. Like it's there,
mm-hmm.
But I don't see when a baby's coming in.
But does that mean there will or there won't be one, or you don't
know? I don't know.
I can't
tell you.
Right. That's fine. I mean, I just wanted to see what you got on it, so no problem.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, I appreciate it. You nailed quite a few things on here, so I wanted to say I appreciate your time and good luck to you and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Classy.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you out there. Thank you so much for the call. Anyone else, please call in. The number is toll-free 877-876-5227, bdsradio.com, USA only, toll-free 888-815-9756, USA and Canada. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Now, okay, what else can we talk about? There's so much. It's a vast one. Hello?
Hello there.
How are you?
Hello
there. I am well, thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear you.
What's your name? Who's this?
Coffee Bean Queen.
Hey, Coffee Bean Queen. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What would you like to talk about or read today?
You name it.
All righty. Oh, you want to give me a color of a notebook?
Pardon me?
Excuse me, I had to get a sip of water.
Okay.
Would you like to give me a color of one of my notebooks so that I can the number and I will choose from there?
Okay.
I have flowers, I have a horse, I have green, blue, red, purple.
Blue.
Blue. Okay. Choose the blue. And what number?
Eight.
Eight. Okay. Eight. So, this is saying that you're facing something today or in the past, and it even says the word navy blue, and it says something at your right hand in white, gold, or silver, and something surreal, making you feel very surreal, and it is about, you feel all twisted up inside, except for it has something with three turns, kind of diamond-like a princess cut. It's talking about something came to you in an appearance. Can you give me another number?
Four.
Four. Okay. Did something happen to you 3 hours earlier?
Yes.
It did?
Yes.
Okay, and it hurt?
It hurt my head.
Okay. It hurt your head. Did you have a meeting?
Did I have a meeting? I had someone drop by, yes.
Okay. And it also said that something arrived at 9:30.
Yes.
And it says you're going on a trip.
And I believe that.
Yes.
My stepson dropped in this morning.
Okay. It's talking about some mountains as well.
Well, I guess that's where I'm going then.
Yeah. Okay.
To a funeral.
Wow.
A close friend of mine passed away yesterday.
Oh, God love her. How do you
feel? 2 hours away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this says 2:30, so it's talking about the time, but it says 2:30, so that is like 2.3 hours away. And it says you're just leaving hurt. And it says plan to go to mountains to sleep. And if I read you what it says, then you'll see how I'm reading it. It says, yesterday, up and ready, today at 9:30, visitor Matt with came, time 2:30, got up, was just leaving, head hurt, planning to go to mountains, then sleep. That's what it's written.
That's what it is.
Okay. You want to pick another number?
Nine.
In the same blue notebook or another?
Pardon me?
In the same blue notebook or another color?
The same.
Okay. So you know that 9 is a 333.
Oh,
mentally not able to cope with the emotions at the time, in-depth relationship of a friend, allowing self to go there, I was not able to do so in the right frame of mind. In the person, someday, as if the ring on my right hand, maybe not marriage, but committed to a relationship at this moment in time. Does that make any sense to you?
That sure does. That's amazing, right?
But that's what the page says.
Oh, that is amazing. I did an angel card reading this morning, too.
Did you?
In my home here, yes.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
See, I just like to open up my notebooks. They're books that I write, like journals, and I write books called Coming Out of the Forest, The Million Mile Journey, and I just write and write and write. But I can also use them for other people, you know, just by choosing a number and a word and a letter and a phrase, so that I don't get into their business, especially on the internet or especially on the communication waves, but they will know what it means. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a message to them, so that I don't get into their space or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because I feel it's personal and private.
It is.
Would you like to go into the white room and get tranced and calm and see what and go into and go into some serenity?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get my paper out. Let's picture yourself in a white room and close your eyes and breathe deeply, very calmly and deeply, and feel the white room. It can be any type of room that you want it to be. It can have windows. It can have anything that you choose it to feel. It can have a bed in there. It can have nothing in there at all. It can even have colors on the wall besides white. Now, while you're in there, feel it and absorb it. You can actually even be the room. But as you're in the room, can you tell me what you feel while you're in there?
Relax.
Okay.
Rejuvenate it.
Okay. there? Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know the rules and regulations yet. I didn't realize I was still on the air. I thought I got disconnected. Well, Coffee Bean got very tranquil and relaxed. Coffee, if you're there, you can still call back. But anyway, she got very relaxed and rejuvenated and calm and peaceful and very content in her white room. So I'd like to tell her what those mean. So anyway, the phone numbers are 877-876-5227. That's the toll-free number, USA only. And the USA and Canada number is 888-815-9756. Direct line is 530-876-3222. I'm having a great time on bbsradio.com, and this is just wonderful to be here today in soul, body, mind, and spirit with Kathy Cook is my name, and I look forward to being here on Thursdays at 12 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If anyone would like to call in and get a reading or a personal understanding of anything, please call in at any time. And I'll just describe some more things of open my notebook and just see what it says. Is somebody talking?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Kathy?
Yes, it is.
I heard you on the radio, and they gave me a number.
Yes, I did.
And I was seeing if I could get a reading, because I don't know how it works.
What's your name?
Adam. I'm Lorna. I'm Coffee's son.
Hey, Adam. How old are you? Are you over 18?
I'm 23.
Good for you. Oh, that's good. Okay. Adam, what would you like to read from the notebooks?
Would I like what?
Would you like to pick a color of a notebook?
Sure.
Or would you like to go into some white room or a color or an animal or a water or a personality?
I'd rather go into a room.
Okay. Let's do that.
All right.
Let me get my notebook.
Okay.
So I can write it down. It's nice to meet you, Adam.
Thank you. Nice meeting you. So my mom says that you're her friend online.
Excuse me?
My mom says she knows you, talks to you online.
Yeah, she does. But I've never read her quite like that before. I think I've read her one time.
Yeah.
A long time ago. She's one of my good friends online. We don't read each other.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. We hang out in a room and talk and play.
Right on.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Let's go into the white room.
Okay. So do I have to actually go into a bedroom?
No, you close your eyes.
Okay.
And you just breathe a little bit and feel the white room.
The white room?
Okay. Yes. Just imagine yourself peacefully in a white room.
Okay.
It can have curtains, it can have windows, it can have a bed, it can have just a sofa, it can be decorated any way you choose.
Really? Any way?
Uh-huh. And just feel it.
Okay. So I got my eyes closed, and I'm in a white room, but it's empty.
Okay. How does it... Just feel it. Just give me some feelings of what you feel in that white room.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And just describe your feelings to me.
Okay.
And then you just tell me descriptive adjectives of what you're feeling.
Pardon me?
Just give me a description. You know, just tell me what you feel in that white room.
I feel peace in mind and relaxed.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I just feel like, I don't know, no one bothers me in this room.
Okay.
And, like, are you a psychic?
I just am gifted.
Oh.
And what else do you feel? Anything else?
No, not right now. I don't know. I don't feel, am I supposed to feel something else?
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
What do you feel with an animal, any type of animal, any creature at all? You can be that creature. You can be touching that creature, looking at that creature. You can be absorbed with that creature, or that creature can be just looking at you. It can be an animal. It can be...
any type?
Any type. It can be anything. But it can be an insect. It can be a bird. It can be a dinosaur. It can be any type of creature.
And where is this supposed animal going to be? In the room?
It can be... You can become it. You can be looking at it. You can be absorbed with it.
I want to be a bird then.
Okay. And you can name that bird, the type of bird that it is.
A blue jay.
All right. I'm looking at a blue jay right now. They're feeding at my window. Okay. Now, when you're with the blue jay, or you are the blue jay, tell me descriptive adjectives, which are feelings that you get when you're with the blue jay, or you are the blue jay.
Well, I don't know. It'd be nice to fly, I think. And that's why I wanted to be a bird.
Okay. What do you feel?
What do I feel?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a small bird. I don't know.
What feelings do you get?
What feelings?
Uh-huh.
Well, if I'm feeling like I'm a bird, I think I'd feel sad, because I think birds have sad lives. But...
Well, feel what you feel while you're flying and while you're with this bird and what you're doing.
Okay.
Like free or content or happy, sad.
Happy.
Okay.
Better happy than sad.
Okay. And what else?
And just excited.
Okay. Is that all?
Hey, yeah.
Okay. Now, any color. You can be wearing the color. You can be the color. You can be touching the color.
Okay.
You can be absorbed by the color.
Okay, I'm going to say my favorite color then. And
okay.
Baby blue.
Okay.
half my clothes I wear is baby blue, so.
Okay. Now, when you're with baby blue or you're wearing baby blue, what do you feel with that?
I feel more happier because it's my color.
Okay. And what else do you feel?
I feel girls looking at me. When I wear baby
okay.
blue. I don't know what else I feel about baby the color. I don't know. I just liked the color since I was, 6 years old, so I stuck with it. And,
okay, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Adam, let me tell you, right now, with your self, you feel very, very, very happy but sad. You're very in between. You're torn in between yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for something, but you're not sure what.
Yes.
And you've got a peace of mind, and you're able to relax. nothing's bothering you, but you're not sure exactly where you're going with your life, and
yeah.
you're trying to pinpoint something, but you can't quite figure out what it is right now.
Yeah.
You're very
right.
Okay, you're very excited about
yeah.
something.
Yeah, and, well, it's probably bingo.
Okay, and you're happy, and you're able and willing,
yeah.
but, and it's nice to be able to get out there and fly and feel happy and free, but you also feel very sad with your lifestyle.
yeah. Well, I'm on disability, because I got ADHD, attention deficit, hyperactive disorder.
That's fine, but you also, the feelings that, you're a very, very good-looking person, and a lot of women are looking at you, but also, you also, they look at you as a very happy-go-lucky person.
Yeah.
And you are not able to slow down long enough to allow one to enter and just stop, and
mm-hmm.
you're shy.
Yeah. Well, you see, what happened was, is I went to the bingo a week ago, and I won $1,000. And what happened was, is out of that $1,000, I ended up putting $600 right back into the bingo hall and didn't even win a cent. So
right.
it's depressing because I'm going on a high thinking, okay, I just won a grand. Now I'm going to go try and win another grand, but I end up losing $600 trying.
Right. That's because that you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
You're, like, stuck with what you do.
Yeah.
And you don't know when to stop.
That's
right. Word you said, stuck with it, with the baby blue shirts and colors,
yeah.
you said stuck with it. You are stuck with what you do.
That's right.
And you want to get out of it. That's
no.
why you say that when you were a Blue Jay, you first said you were sad and then happy.
Yeah.
And excited.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would rather be happy than sad.
Yeah.
See how you go from one end to the other?
Yeah. Because I said that because a Blue Jay has, the birds have short lives, And half the time, birds leave families. They leave the nest, and they're back. It's almost like an elephant. You know how an elephant gets really depressed if their family's not with them?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Right.
So.
But I'm just telling you that that's what you're doing with your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because that's relating to your lifestyle.
Right. Well, that's awesome. I know more now, though. I'm glad you actually, a lot of things you're saying is right, so.
Yeah.
Pretty scary.
Well, it was great talking to you, Adam.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Okay.
So thank you so much for calling.
Oh, no problem. Have yourself a good day, Kathy.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I don't know what time it is, but I hope that there's a time for some more callers, because this is great. I love doing this and helping people and people helping me, because it mirrors me. It lets me see me inside. It lets me look at what I need to work on and what I need to do, and it allows me to see myself inside. The number with BBS Radio is a great radio station. It is just the best radio station in the world. It is toll-free. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. It's the USA only, and toll-free in USA and Canada is 888-815-9756. And the direct line, hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello, who's speaking?
My name is Leah.
Hello, Leah. This is Kathy. How are you?
I'm super. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I wanted to ask you, I've talked to you many times, and I've never actually let you do a reading for me. And now I'm going to...
Leah?
If you would, do a reading for me.
I surely will. Would you like to read out of a notebook and pick a page, or would you like to pick a room or a color? How would you like to proceed?
I think I'd like to go by color.
Okay. Would you choose a color, any color that you want?
Yes, I'd like to choose purple.
How would you? Okay. Purple. Okay. You can be the purple. You can be wearing the purple. You can be in the purple. You can be touching the purple. But just become the purple for a few minutes. Or just look at it or touch it.
Okay.
And then give me descriptive adjectives or feelings of how you feel.
Purple makes me feel like a teenager.
Okay.
It definitely makes me happy. It also makes me think of purple gum, which I love to eat, so it affects my taste buds.
Okay.
And it's not my favorite color, but my whole life everybody thought it was. My favorite color is really blue, but for some reason everybody gave me purple. I had a purple bicycle, a purple bedroom with purple curtains and purple drapes and bedspreads and all my life.
Uh-huh.
Everybody made things for me in purple. But blue was always my favorite color, and I didn't know how to tell them that. So my sister was just with me last weekend, and she's 6 years younger than me, and she said to me that her favorite color was purple. And I said, wait a minute, that's not right, because your bedroom was blue. You had blue curtains and drapes and carpet and bedspread and everything. I don't understand.
Oh, y'all were the opposite.
She loves purple and I love blue, but everybody
thought. Isn't that something?
So anyway, I got off track, but I thought I would share that with you.
That's so neat. Okay, is there any other feelings you get with that?
Let's see.
That color purple?
Well, it makes me happy. It makes me think of when I was a teenager and when I was younger, and it makes me think of just happy, kind of neat stuff. But and it makes me think of bubble gum.
Okay. What about an animal?
Well, if I'm going to pick an animal, it's going to be a horse.
Okay. And when you're with this horse, are you the horse, or are you looking at the horse? What are you doing with the horse?
I'm always riding the horse. I'm always
okay.
On the horse's back.
And how does that get you to feel?
Free. The first adjective would be free. It makes me feel free. But then the second adjective would it makes me feel calm, because when I'm with a horse, I'm usually in nature. And nature makes me feel calm.
Okay. And then what else do you feel?
With the horse?
Uh-huh.
I feel like they're living art. They're just the most magnificent.
Living art.
They're the most magnificent creatures in the world, and they're some of them, they have personalities just like humans. Some of them are very smart. Some of them are kind of stupid, and some of them are just as sweet as they can be, and others are hyper, and it's just amazing how each horse is different. And I've had 3 really good horses in my lifetime.
Oh, that's great. Okay, now with a white room, let's go into a white room for a minute. Now I want you to really feel this white room. It can be decorated or it can be plain. It can have windows. It can have doors. It can have many avenues in that white room. And just breathe in there for a little bit. Do you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do you feel in there?
Well, I don't like being in the white room, but I put some windows in there, so I'm feeling okay. I always need to be able to see outside.
Okay. What do you feel?
Peace, because what I'm looking at outside is green trees, grass, things like that. I don't feel at peace inside the room, but I feel at peace looking at outside the room.
Okay. And? Is that it?
Probably a little anxious to get out of the room.
Okay. Well, see, I do know from the white room that you're very earthy and very you're on the earthbound spiritualism of life. You're very grounded. You're not evolved into a realm of any type of a religion. You're more of, it makes you anxious to think of a quote unquote a God per se. You're more of a naturistic type way of life, and by saying grass, trees, and stuff, you had to look out because the white room with what I put you in represents your spirituality per se, and it made you anxious to be in like in kind of a controlled environment. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, very much.
Okay. So, it's like there's not any way that you want to be in any religious type atmosphere. And what people see in you as a person is very free, spirited, and very, very, very calm, and very relaxing, and very easygoing, and very going with the flow, and very artsy, and very moving, and very creative, very many different types of creations, and many different types of ways about you, and flowing, and a happy-go-lucky person. You have many different avenues about you, and as what you see within yourself, you are very tasteful, very, 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 you love cuisines, you love to absorb things, you're very descriptive, and you talk with, especially with articulations and talking, you are very good with speeches, or you're very good with the way that you describe and descriptive things, and you can talk to people easily. You can tell people about things easily, and especially back in your teenage years, you go back to things that were, you hold on to those moments, especially with childhood, and you evidently are like the color blue. There's two temperaments in you. There's the blue that is represents two different things. See, the blue has the coldest of the flame, where it also has the hottest, it's the coldest, which is the icy cold, and is the coldest thing that ever could be, but is the hottest color in the flame. You see that? So inside yourself, you see yourself as two different temperaments, but purple is very wonderful and like a bubble that you keep yourself inside, and you keep yourself very protected. So that's what I get from you.
Okay, well, I think you're right on, especially with the spirituality. It's not that I don't have a religion, but I don't have one religion. I have a very deep belief in the goodness of life.
Uh-huh.
Not
it's
with
like the whole world. It's
right
like on. The whole world. Religion is controlled environment. You don't like that controlled
right.
environment.
Right, right.
You like the whole aspect of light. Well, thank you for calling. I really, really appreciate that.
Okay. Well,
is there anything else that you'd like
that? First time.
Huh?
Thank you for reading me for the first time.
Oh, well, you're so welcome. I haven't let many people know that I read.
Wow. Okay. Well, good luck, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wow. Thank you for calling, everybody. I really appreciate it. And it's been really great to be on the air for the first time. And my name is Kathy Cook. A lot of people know me as Tassie or Bright Lights Pathfinders on the Internet. And this is Soul, Body, Mind, and Spirit. There's many different ways that I read and many different ways that I intune to towards a person. It depends on the person. So
I look forward to being with BBS Radio. There's just so much to learn about the radio station, and there's so much on the webpage. Gosh, it's so full of information, and I've been listening to the different people on the radio station. Oh, my gosh, they're so talented. Every single one of them, it just is so wonderful. Please tune in as much as possible that you can to bbsradio.com. As much as possible, because I'm going to tell you what, if I could just name them all, I would. But I don't have time because I'm about to go off the air. Oh, but I'm going to tell you what, if you want to sign up and become a member of the family, there's some open slots, and you can be on the radio, too. I'm going to tell you, it's a great family. I have listened and listened. I just leave it on and go about my day because it is so interesting. The people, they're so gifted. They're so beautiful. And the energy level is just amazing. So listen up and tune in to bbsradio.com and call in anytime. I found out they don't even go off the air. Isn't that something? So write down these numbers. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. That's USA only. And toll-free is 888-815-9756. That's USA Canada. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. Okay, is there anything anybody would like to ask me before I get off the air? I've got about 3 minutes. Okay, well then, I'm going to play you a little something that's just really cool. It's just amazing. If I can find it. Yes, I can. It's right here. Let me see if it comes on. Okay. Now, here it comes. Always stay in the moment. Don't look at the past. Don't look at the present. Stay in the moment. And remember, trust your heart. Your heart is the truest part of your being. Your mind is man-made of the people, places, and things along the way. Remember, what you know inside yourself is the truth. And don't listen to other people's stuff. That's other people's stuff. And gossip, your noise, remember, you know your truth, and the truth will set you free.